I wasn't sure about making this video, but decided to went through with this. As some of you know, some guy in the UK went on a shooting spree and killed 6 people, including himself. As far as I know, the official motive is not known or confirmed by the police officially, but looks like he had some activity on incel boards, subreddits, and looks like he was subscribed to my channel along with million other YouTube channels. Now, following this tragedy, what happened was once comeback so-called journalist at Sky News just cherry-picked my name out of hundreds and hundreds of YouTube channels he was subscribed to and put my name in the news just to sensationalize his bullshit when the police itself said the motive was not known yet. And ever since the news popped up, I have been in a shitstorm, man. People spouting bullshit like, oh, blood is on your hands now. Like, I have never promoted, justified, or incited violence. I mean, I have said this in my previous videos multiple times. Like, I don't even joke about this stuff. Even when I was talking about Elliot Roger, I had said in the beginning that I don't try to justify or condone his actions. And it was not like I was the only channel he was subscribed to. He was subscribed to hundreds of channels, including popular culture and liberal channels, leftist channels, a lot of channels from a wide spectrum. But of course, you know, once comeback at Sky News, just cherry-picked my name to sensationalize his bullshit. And all the other copy-paste journalists in other British media outlets took and run with it. And now I am paying the price. Now I am in the British media. I have to deal with this bullshit when I had nothing to do with it. Like, let alone inside any violence, I don't even joke about this stuff. I mean, I was just one of the million channels on that list. I am paying this price, I am in this shitstorm only because of my channel name, that's it. Like, it wasn't like I was the only channel he was subscribed to and he gave me a special shout-out before the shooting. Hey man, Incel TV man, this is for you brother. Like, it wasn't anything like that. If anything, I believe I have prevented multiple suicides because I have always been telling people to go for healthier carbs, to chill out, you know, focus on your career, focus on what you enjoy in life. I believe I have helped a lot of men, both here and over the emails. I have always told incels to focus on what they enjoy, you know. My conscience is very clear on this regard, but you know how it is. The media, all they care about is the clicks they get. I am 100% sure they haven't even watched even a single video of mine. I've been discussing the importance of looks, genetic determinism. I've been talking against pickup artists. Doesn't mean these facts, these topics, doesn't mean that I have been setting these people, my subscribers, on a path of violence. But of course, you know, brainless normies who didn't even watch a single video of mine just saw the news and they came onto my channel to talk shit. Like, imagine being baited by freaking Sky News and Daily Mail. Couldn't be me, man. I will tell you that much. Just same shit another day, man. I am paying the price only because of name. Like, incel label, that's it. And of course, it doesn't help that people like Jake pull retarded moves like this. Like, you can't make this up, man. Some white chat light goes and kills people, and I will take the fall. Just be white strikes yet once again. I literally cannot escape from this, man. I cannot escape from this curse. What is next? I don't know, man. I don't know what the next step will be. I mean, everybody's been telling me since that incident happened, everybody has been telling me that I'm gonna get banned. Which might be the case. I mean, I have never said or done anything to get banned. But, you know, all they care about paying lip service, so they can say, oh, look, we have done something on YouTube. Even though banning people like me wouldn't do anything to decrease the number of cases like this. But, you know, guys, it is what it is, you know. This always has been the case, you know. Nobody cares. Media will get their clicks by using the incel name. YouTube will ban innocent accounts just to pay lip service, just to say, oh, look, we care about this. We are taking action, you see. But at the end of the day, nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit about the innocent people who got killed. They don't really care about preventing cases like this in the future neither. And of course, they definitely don't give a shit about people like you and me. That goes without saying. And as a final note, I want to thank you guys in case something happens. This has been a great cope for me as well. The support and the love you have shown me over the 3 years have been overwhelming, man. people in the comment section, emails, everybody, man. Thank you, guys. It meant to me more than you know. But yeah, don't be a free agent in life. Let the black pill guide you.